Advocates of overhauling the political money system are gearing up for another try on Capitol Hill. When Congress comes back next week, reformers will step up their efforts to force a vote in the House on a bill sponsored by Republican Congressman Christopher Shays and Democratic Congressman Marty Meehan. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The hard numbers aren't in yet, but it seems the war against terrorism hasn't had much impact in the world of political money.
The people raising money have changed their mindset, not the people giving money.
So says Republican fundraising consultant Dan Morgan. Capitol Hill receptions had to be rescheduled and direct mail appeals rewritten. The Senate Democrats Campaign Committee now gives prospective donors a sticker that reads, "Proud American, Proud Democrat." The other side of the money in politics equation didn't seem to change either. Corporate lobbying on Capitol Hill has been intense as Congress considers which industries need help and which ones will help stimulate the economy. So advocates of the Shays-Meehan campaign finance bill, which had been seen as dead in the water, are pushing it back toward center stage. Meredith McGeehy of the advocacy group Common Cause says Congress has handed them new arguments.
When you look at business as usual, given the post-September 11th situation, people are finding it more offensive.
Common Cause and some other reform advocates have started to use a highly charged phrase, war profiteering. The House Republican leadership and business lobbyists reject that label. Bill Miller is a vice president with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
I think that the legislative picture pre-9/11 was never very pretty either. You know, it's been often quoted, the sausage making and the making of legislation have never been particularly pretty processes, but still produce product at the end.
Miller says the Shays-Meehan camp is getting shrill because the issue has lost its relevance. A GOP leadership aide says that reformers blew their chance last summer. That's when they voted to keep Shays-Meehan off the floor rather than accept debate rules they considered unfair. The main provisions of Shays-Meehan would do two things: ban the unregulated soft money contributions to party committees and limit the money that outside groups spend on campaign season ads. To bring it back for another vote, Shays and Meehan need 218 House members to sign a discharge petition. They got signature number 210 last week. They hope to have a few more before Congress adjourns for the year. Congressman Shays says they're past the point of bargaining with House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
Our task is to prove to our leadership that a majority of Congress wants to debate this bill. If we can't get our 218 signatures, then we're not going to have a debate. So it's up to us, and frankly, right now, the leaders are irrelevant.
The showdown is expected after New Year's. There are all sorts of predictions on how it might play out. For example, possibility one, the bill could sink under renewed opposition, not from the right, but from the left. John Pomerantz is a lawyer with the Alliance for Justice, one of several groups and unions that say Shays-Meehan would stifle political speech by progressives.
I think that we need to do something about soft money without muzzling the very advocates that have pushed for these and other important reforms.
Then there's possibility two. Congress could pass another reform bill, the one on election day procedures and voting equipment, and decide that's enough reform for now. The House is likely to vote on election reform within 2 weeks. Or possibility three. Shays-Meehan could sail through with less opposition than before. On the airline bailout, airport security, and other legislation, Congress has shown an unusual impatience with the fine print. If that continues, lawmakers may decide they'd rather tell voters they voted for Shays-Meehan than explain why they didn't. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.